今天很爱心你什么的事，就其实神呢说他自己也是很忙嘛，啊，刚刚我们讲的诗就是是不是？那个诗篇啊 ，actually is the Psalm 49，
49.
It says, you know, the mother on earth may forget the children, but God will never forget.
以赛亚书四十九章里面讲到说，就地上的母亲虽然有的时候会忘记自己的孩子，但是我们的神是永远不会忘记。
Not only not forget, God engrave your name in his palm.
不仅他不会忘记你，他把你的名字刻在他的手掌上。
Actually, I did not talk to Alvin about the song. Because this is the first passage we are going to read. Because God has no agenda. No gender. God has no gender. God approaches us as a father and And some people say Holy Spirit is the spirit of love. No, God saw His love through the Holy Spirit in us.
其实也可以讲这个圣灵呢，就也像是个，它就是个是个爱。
The most important job of the Holy Spirit is, first is He put His love into our heart when we believe Holy Spirit come in.He put the love of God into our heart already.
圣灵的首要的工作呢，它就是爱。当我们信主的时候呢，它首先放在
那个 Not only put,
那个是爱。
The Bible uses Romans chapter 5:5 use the pouring out His love.
不是说是放在我们里面。那个罗马书第五章里面讲了，说是他倾倒那个爱在我们里面。
It's overflowing.
就是可以甚至可以溢出来的那种。
And the love, the New Testament uses agape love, meaning God's unconditional love already in us. God knows we could not love.
就是在新约里面讲的那个爱呢，叫 agape 那个爱呢，它是一个无条件的爱。神知道是我们是没办法爱。
Our love is always conditional.
我们的爱是有条件的。
So today we have to evaluate, as a mother, you already love your children a lot, but Is it always unconditional?
但是你，我们可以来看看地上妈妈做了妈妈的，有的时候我们这个爱的话呢是有条件的。
So we learn something today. We must becoming a more loving mother.
所以我们要做一个更加有爱的一个妈妈。
Including father too. What we talk about today is
父亲也是一样。
Applicable to father too.
所以我们今天讲的内容也同样对父亲也是适用的。
Because God is both a father and a mother.
因为神既是父亲也是母亲。
And in the 49, we go to the Isaiah 49.
在以赛亚书四十九章。
16:49. I read it first, okay. See, I have engraved you on the palm of my hands. Your words are ever before me. Means your word means all your problem, all the situation. I already knew. That's also in Psalm 139. And in Paul was, you know, everything God knows.
在诗篇一百三十九篇里面，那个诗人也讲了说，这所有的东西他都神都知道。
Even you don't know, He knows.
甚至你不知道的，他都知道。
Because He's all knowing.
因为他是全知的神。
And after the. The Bible mentioned about God will engrave, actually have engraved you on the palm of my hand. That is including not only you, your children too. Your children too.
像你讲到的时候，我将你的名刻在我的掌上，不是说只是你，甚至包括你的孩子。
You think your children, your children, but God said, I create not only you, create your children too. I create all of them.
你觉得你的孩子是你的孩子，其实是不只是你，你的孩子，所有他们都包括，都是神造的。
God has a plan.
神有个计划。
For you engrave your name in the palm of your hand, of his hand.
不仅仅是你刻在他的掌上。
God has a plan for your children too.
神也有计划是给你的孩子的。
Actually, God is a more a grandfather for your children because he created them too. God loved them and engraved them on their palm. God knows exactly what he's doing.
神呢，其实更像是一个爷爷，他就是创造了所有的他们这些孩子，包括你的孩子。
Ephesians chapter 3:14,
他的掌上。
Ephesians 3:15 talk about all the family, all the children, all the member of family all come from God, originally come from God's name.
所有的孩子，所有的这些人，他们都是从神而来。
That's why Paul kneeled down to pray, pray for the family of the father.
所以就是啊，使徒保罗他讲到了这个的，他的那个祷告呢，是对着这个父亲祷告。
From the original Greek language, is all family is from the word of father actually.
就是如果按照这个希腊文的这个原文，就所有的各家呢，都是从这个。同一个神而来的。
Acts 17 even talk about we are all children of God, all offsprings of God, including your children. Because God does look at, oh, this is grandchildren. God look at everybody is his children.
神呢在这个使徒行传第十七章里面讲了，就是神看我们所有的人呢，都是他的孩子。
We think we have a plan for our children, but God said,My plan is higher than your plan. My plan is better than your plan. My purpose is better too.
我们觉得说我们有计划给我们的孩子，但其实神呢，他有更好的计划给他们。
The Bible said very clearly, in Job, I don't know. I you know the way I take. You know the way my children take. But I don't know. Job,
在这个
23:10,
在约伯记里面
，Job。
就在约珥书里面讲了说，这个所有的这些孩子他都有神，那里都有。
So you better be humble because God has a better plan for you and your children for everybody.
所以我们谦卑一点，神有给我们的计划，还有我们的孩子们的计划。
So a lot of time we think, hey, I love my children, this I have a plan for them, but God said my plan superintend your plan.
虽然我们觉得说我们有给我们孩子的计划，但是神他的计划呢？他说他的计划是远超过我们的计划。
Because God's plan always better, because He can see the future, we don't.
因为神能看到这个未来，我们看不到。
When something is not happening,
当有些事却
when you pray for something is not happening,
不按照我们所祷告去发生的时候
，The Bible said you should be more thankful.
圣经上说，我们应该更加的感恩。
Because we are always in the wrong, he's always in the right.
因为我们永远都是在错误的一面，他是永远在正确的一面。
There's a book called "We Are Always in the Wrong."
有一本书叫做说，我们永远都是错的。
Because if God is wrong, then why should you believe God?
因为如果说神他会错的话，那我们信神做什么呢？
In God's world, there's no such thing hopes.
如果是这样的话，就没有这个盼望了。
不是 ，hopes。Something you make mistake of hopes. God never hopes. God never have this.
有的时候我们突然间发现这个事情超出 ，oops， 我会这样，但神从来不会这样。
God's decision is always right. He would, oh, sorry, I make a mistake.
神从来不会说，哎呦，对不起，我搞错了。
So we trust a God who is a father.Have your name, your children's name engraved in his palm. You cannot do nothing to make God love you and your children more.
就是神呢，把他的孩子的名字的刻在他的掌上了。你不可能是爱他们比多过于神爱他。
There's nothing you can do to make it better.
你不可能做到什么别的一些什么事情可以让这个事情更好。
There's nothing you can do to make God love you less, love your children less.
你也不可能做到任何事情使得神更多的爱你。
Because he will love you and your children at every moment with the best love.
因为神已经在任何时刻用最好的爱来爱他们。
Because God's love is not later.
因为神的爱呢，不是过后再说的。
God's love is not like we tell the children, "Hey, when you perform, okay, I love you."
神的爱呢，他不是说是，哎，你做得好，我就爱你。
God's love is not if or because.
神的爱呢，不是说如果，或者说，就是说，或者说因为什么。
Or if my mother said, "If you become a doctor."
就像那个做母亲会说，如果你做一个医生。
Oh, my, the whole family will be glorified.
那我们全家就有光荣了。
Because my whole family is doctor, you know. My mother said, "I expect you to be doctor."
You know, 我的父亲就是个医生。
That's her plan.
我父亲是个医生，我们家里就是计划说，我将来也要做医生。
I have nothing to do with this plan. I said no.
但我一点都不喜欢这个计划，我就说不。
But both are wrong because I'm wrong. My mother is wrong. God has a better plan.
但我妈妈是这么想的，她错了，我也错了。其实神呢，他有更好的计划。
God's plan is not because you are something until then I love you, or if you are something until then I love you. God's love is in spite of.
神的爱呢，他不是说是你能做到什么，你假如这样的话，他才爱你。他的爱呢，他是来鼓励着我们。
Not only that.
不仅如此。
God's love is now.
神的爱呢，就是现在。
God wants to love us now, not later.
神的爱呢，就是现在，他不是说是过后才给你的。
Performance later，
就是我们过后表现多好了。
Love is now，
那个是后面的事。但神爱我们就是现在。
You cannot say I don't want it。
我们不会说我们不要。
Even you don't want it, God still love。
你即使不要，神也爱你。
Some people say I don't want that much love from God. You know that's too much love. I want Him to leave me alone。
有些人甚至会觉得说，我不要这么多神来的这个爱。神不要管我。
We rather have a God who is a little bit detached sometimes and care about us, sometimes don't care about us.
有的时候甚至你会想到这个神不要管我，就离我远点。
So we can do our own thing.
是的，我们可以做我。
We can do bad things.
偷偷的做一些自己的事。
But God said no.
在神说不。
The difference is even you are bad, I still love you.
即使你不好，我也爱你。
But the problem is.
但问题是。
Our parents' love is.Hey, if you do this, do this, perform, then I love you. That's performance love.
但是父母的爱呢，就是说你做了这个好，那个好，我才爱你。
That's in business.
这个是像是做生意一样。
Not in family.
这个不是个家庭。
God's love is now.
但神的爱呢，就是现在。
Love you as you are.
就是按照你的本相爱你。
So tonight when you go home, you love your children more.
今天你回到家里的时候。你可以更多的爱你的孩子。
As they are，
就是按他的本相。
As what things are，
接纳他们，按照这个事情的本
相。Because God wants you to learn from Him love in all situations。
因为神要让我们学习在各样的情况下都爱他们。
And do it for God，
与那些事情无关，而是为什么做的。
Remember Colossians says，
在哥罗西书里面讲。
Chapter 3，
第三章里面说。
Whatever you do。
无论你做什么
，do it for your heart，
按你的全心去做
，as if doing for God，
就好像是为什么做的
，not for people，
不是为人而做的
，then you will have reward，
这样你就会有赏赐
，not wait until there's a result， no，
不是说等着有好结果
，God's plan is always better，
神的计划永远是更好的
，because He knows the future，
因为他知道将来
，He created us，
他造了
，He created the world。
他造了这世界。
He's all-knowing God, all-powerful God.
他是全知全能的神。
Because He know，
因为他知道。
This is not good. This is not good for you.
他知道这个对你不好。
We cannot see that.
我们看不到。
But we'll know later.
但我们过后会知道。
So we trust him.
所以我们信靠他。
That's why the Bible in Matthew.
这就为什么在圣经。
Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章里面讲到。
Matthew chapter 7 talk about pray, you'll be given.
那你讲到你祈求就会给。
Three times.
三次提到。
Lock the door, seek, and ask, you will be given. Seek, you will find. Lock the door, will open to you. Right?
叩门祈求，这个门会为你打开。
But we only pick only these words because the following we forgot to read. Following is just if you ask for a bread.
我们呢只看到这个前面那一句话，但没有看到后面。后面是怎么说？
Immediately.
他就说，如果你寻你要饼的话，马上。
If you ask for bread, will God give you a stone?
神会给你个石头吗？
If you ask for fish, will God give you a snake?
你求鱼，他会给你一条蛇吗？
So, if you ask for something not good,
所以你求的
is he going to give it to you? No.
所以你求的东西是不好的，神会给你吗？
He don't want to try the stone.
他不会想要让你尝个石头。
Right? If you want to try the stone,
如果你真的要石头,
if you ask many times, he'll give you the stone.
如果你真的是求了又求，一直求那个石头，神可能真的会给你的。
So we don't need to learn it this way, the hard way.
所以我们不要去，走这个弯曲的这个困苦的这个方式来寻求神。
So the Bible always has something because prayer is a request.
所以圣经就是这样教导我们，我们祷告呢作为一个请求。
Then why should we pray? Because we request God to grant us this.
我们祷告呢，我们是祈求神来给我们。
But when you ask a request, that's always yes, no, and wait, right?
我们向神请求的时候呢，那答案就是好，可以，不可以，或者说等。
But if you always say hey, it must be a yes.
但是不可能说。一定就是要好的，就是可以的。
Then why you pray? You're God already. Why you pray?
那要是这样的话呢？那你是神了，你就不需要祷告了。
Yes or no or wait.
就是可以，不可以，或者是等。
God has a plan, a better plan.
神有个计划，更好的计划。
So we wait.
所以我们等。
One thing we have to be careful is as a mother especially.We have no authority to pray for something God has not revealed in His will.
我们并没有这样的权柄，要让神的就来立刻来显示他的旨意。
Because God always say, "Hey, okay, you pray, let me see."
因为神呢，当你祷告的时候，神说我看。
And He'll make a decision whether He'll answer your prayer or not.
他会做出个祷，做出个计划。是否马上回应你的？给你的。
And always he's always right, we are always wrong.
他永远是对的，我们永远是错的。
So we should be thankful.
所以我们要感恩。
In my life, it always happened when God say no at the time. I always say, "That's no good. This is not God."
So
I don't want God.
我自己经历就是说，我常常说要这个要那个，但是没有的话呢，我就说神了，你不是好的神。
But later on in retrospective, I find out sometimes 3 years, sometimes 5 years, sometimes two weeks, actually this is better.
这后来我发现，其实后来事情的成就了是过了五年，过了三年，甚至有些就几个星期之后发生的，我发现这样反而更好。
That's why when Philippians, you know, Paul teaches us how to pray, first thing is to humble yourself.
所以为什么在腓立比书里面讲到这个教导我们怎么祷告？他说首先你要谦卑。
We pray because we are not God. We ask God to help us. God knows exactly what He's doing.
我们祷告呢，不是说我们是神，而是要让神他来帮助我们。
Because God's love is now.
他的计划是。
It's not because you did something bad, God say I'm not answered. God look at your need. Regardless of your performance, He will do whatever is necessary to fill your need.
不是说我们做的有多好，他不是看着你的表现来给你，而是他呢是照着什么是最好的来回应你的祷告。
So as a mother, you know, David is a person who after God's heart.
作为 作为一个母亲，你看看那个大卫。
Learn from David.
他呢，我们可以从大卫身上学习。
He always said, "God is my refuge."
他常常说，神是我的避难所。
Refuge 原文，the original is boxen. Boxen means 怀抱。
啊，那个避难所那个原文的意思是怀抱。
David always run to God's boxen.
大卫呢，常常就是逃到神的怀抱里面。
In English, right, to become my boxen friend means we are good friends, right?
在用英文来说
，boxen.
对，英文里面讲说。Boxen friend 呢，就是说是个好，就是很知心的朋友。
And Bible says Jesus is come from God's boxen in the arms of God.
所以，
come to the world. He is from face to face with God.
所以、就是、
in God's arm, in God's boxen.
所以就是在神的这个怀抱里面，就是面对面跟神面对面。
When we die, you know, some we wrote that we are all in the Boxen of Abraham.
就有个神学的这个讲法，就是说我们死了以后呢，我们将来都会在亚伯拉罕的怀抱里面。
God wants you to run to Him.
神要让我们奔向他。
Not just trust Him.
不是说只是信靠他。
Boxen means okay, you're in the arm of God, is embracing.
这个怀抱呢，就是这样抱着他。
Cling to Him.
就是紧紧的抱着他。
Do you think God won't answer your prayer?
你觉得神不会回应你的祷告吗？
Psalm 63, My soul clings to you means I come to you.
63篇里面讲的时候，我紧紧地抓住他。
I come to your arms, in the arm, in your lap.
我来到你的怀中，来到你的面前。
Laptop is the same thing. If you have computer, you put it on your lap.
在他的怀抱里面。
That's how God wants you to be with Him.
这就是神要让我们怎样去亲近他。
Because God's love is now, He wants you to talk to Him.
因为神的爱呢，就是现在他期望我们向他倾诉。
Let's read the Ephesians.
我们一起来。
Isaiah 55.
以赛亚书第五十三章。
As a mother, you are very loving, but
作为一个妈妈，一个母亲，你已经有爱在里面，但你可以有更好的爱，
more
更有爱的一个妈妈。
Let's look at Ephesians, Isaiah chapter 51.
我看以赛亚书五十三章。
I read the English first.
我们来，单可会读英文。
For my thoughts are not your thoughts.
我的意念不是你的意念。
Neither are my way your way.
我的道路也不是你的道路。
55:8.
Yeah.
As the heavens are higher,
我翻译错了，我全对起来说。
As the heavens are higher than the earth,
就是天怎样高过地。
So are my way higher than your way.
我的道路也高过你们的道路。
My thought higher than your thought.
我的意念高过你们的意念。
Not only that, you talk. After that, you talk about.
不只是如此，他后面也继续说。
And also, my words will not return to me in vain.
我所说出的话绝对不会突然返回的。
That's 11.
这是十一节里面讲到的。
Because God will fulfill what's the best for us.
因为神呢会成就什么是最好的在我们的生命。
Because God's love is now, He does not wait.If you need that, he will give it to you.
神的爱
，If you don't need that, he will hold on.
他不会等的。如果你说我不要，那行，神会先会先留着。
If not good for you, he will cut it off.
如果说那些对你不好的，神会把它除掉。
Very decisive.
神是非常有决定性的。
I mentioned many times, my son want ice cream.
我提到很多次了，我的孩子他想要吃冰淇淋。
I want to cut it off.
我想不给他吃。
He doesn't want it.But finally, after a few days, he is willing to let us cut it off.
在过后呢，他终于学到，他愿意我们不给他吃冰淇淋。
After suffering a little bit,
就是他受了一些苦以后。
God wants us to love Him, but with your will, not without your will.
神要让我们去爱他呢，是照着我们真的是愿意去爱他。
Once we understand His will. We know His will is much, much, much better.
明白他的心意以后，我们就会发现他的心意其实是比我们的更好。
His plan is higher.
他的意念呢是比我们更高。
His love is deeper.
他的爱呢比我们更深。
And after that, it says, "My word will always truthful, will not return to me empty."
他说我的话呢必然如此，绝对不会突然返。
Will accomplish my purpose.
所以会一定会成就我的旨意。
Then you will go out in joy, in peace.
你就会欢欢喜喜的出去，带着平安。
And God wants you not only love you, He wants you to be a joyful mother too.
神不仅爱你了，他要让你成为一个有喜乐的母亲。
Sometimes you know we feel, hey.At home, you know, somehow it's so stressful. I already love my children, and how come they don't have peace? Da 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 da.
有的时候我们在家里面，我们就觉得是啊，压力好大，我的孩子怎么会是这个样子呢
？The fruit of spirit of love, joy, peace, where is it?
这个圣灵的果子，仁爱、喜乐、和平在哪里呢
？What's the problem with this family?
这个家到底是怎么回事
？I couldn't figure out.
我搞不清楚啊。
But the Bible will figure out for you.
但是圣经呢却会帮你弄清楚。
What's the problem of the family?
这个家庭的问题呢
？We are the problem of the family.
其实我们才是家庭的问题。
Ourselves.
我们自己。
If you are a more joyful, husband or wife,
如果你更有喜乐
，your family will be more joyful.
丈夫或者太太，这样的话呢，你的家庭呢会更有喜乐。
If you're more Loving, as a husband or wife.
如果你有更多的爱作为丈夫或者是太太
，your home, your children will be more loving.
你会看到你的家庭，你的孩子也会有更多的爱。
Because you set the example.
因为你是榜样
，right? Children learn my example. They don't read because reading for them is pretty boring.
孩子是从榜样上。
You cannot teach them too. They watch.
他不会读的，他读的对他实在是太无聊了。他是观察你。
Even adults sometimes we don't read. We want someone to demonstrate for us.
其实我们大人呢，我们都懒得去读圣经，我们就希望是看。
Even we read, you know, it's like swimming. We read the instruction how to swim.
就像即使是我们读圣经，我们读的话，我们也就好像是学游泳一样，我们就看看这个。
Oh, right.We never practice. The real way to learn about the Bible or learn to be a loving, have a loving family is by take the plunge, jump in.
就是如果你要真的去学圣经，真的去操练出一个有爱的这个家庭的话，就像学游泳的话，你真的是不能只看这个操作手，你要跳到水里面去的。
Something you cannot be taught or by reading must be experienced and doing it.
读圣经呢，不是说只是嘴巴上讲，而是真的是，而是行出来。
The best way is to practice it.
最好的就是行出来，去练习。
That's why in the Bible, how to become more loving, mother is that the, God wants you to first thing is love your children as they are, love them now, tonight.
所以按照圣经呢，怎样做一个更好的一个母亲呢？来爱你的孩子呢？按照圣经的说法就是
，not waiting，
你应该要爱你的孩子，按他的本相爱他，就是现在就爱他，不是等到后面才爱。
No, I have some conflict with my child. A couple days ago. Well, let's cool off. Don't cool off. Call tonight.
你可能觉得说，哎呀，前几天我跟那孩子闹矛盾了，我等这个事情稍微平息了。
When you call, love is now.
现在就爱他，你现在就打电话给他。
Actually, he's expecting.
其实他在等着
，because he want to be loved unconditionally.
他想要一个无条件的爱。
When you call,
当你打电话给他
，and they will answer.
他们会接。
Right away.
他马上接。
Mother.
妈妈。
You're right. I'm wrong.
是你对的，我是错的。
Or they don't say anything.
或者说他。
They talk about other things.
或者说他也不说什么，他就讲别的东西。
Or means they already accept they are wrong.
意思是他其实知道他错了。
Sometimes a lot of things you don't have to say it.
其实有的时候你不需要说出来
you call，
你就打电话给他。
Because actually they really want to be forgiven. They really want to talk to you.
其实他真的是很想跟你说说话，他希望被你原谅。
Like God always want you to talk to him, to become your refuge.
就好像神，他很希望我们去跟他说话，他要成为我们的怀抱。
David is the one who always say, "My soul clings to God. My whole being, you know, and embrace God."
大卫他就是这样一位，他就说我紧紧地抓住你，我全人都在你。
Your love sustain me.
你的爱使我可以坚持。
So, one thing we can improve is that don't wait to give love. Do it now.
所以有一个我们可以更好的改进的，就是说不要等到后面，现在。
Because God's love is now too.
因为神的他的爱呢，就是现在。
The Bible said, you know, we love because God first loved us.
因为圣经上说，我们爱呢，是因为神先爱了我们。
And also Jesus said, how do people know we are Christian? Because our love, we demonstrate love.
耶稣也讲了说，我们怎么能认出我们是基督徒呢？因为我们有爱。
So sometimes when we say I want to become more loving, actually you don't have to do anything. You don't even need to remember this sermon. You just say, I will love like God now.
所以就算你没有听今天讲到，你就是你要想改进你的爱的话，你就说我会像神一样去爱。
Love is not we talking about.
爱呢，不是说是我们嘴巴上说的。
Okay, you say okay, Duncan, that's very nice, but I still, you know, really angry. I'll wait 10 days.
就你不会说，哎呀 ，Duncan, 你讲的是很好，但是我真的是很生气啊，我要等10天。
I understand. My wife always like this. Wait 2 months.
我也理解，我的太太也经常这样，等了2个月。
But,
但是
we need to.Deeper like God, love unconditionally, engrave them into your palm.
我们
now,
我们要进入更深，这个爱要进入更深。
Not later, later's performance, you can wait, because when you do this first, the later will be coming sooner.
要刻在我们的掌上，这个后面的你会发现的会很快会好的那个会发生。
That's why a lot of time the Bible, not only the Bible. What we need in the world is not anything, it's not money, it's more love.
所以呢，就是说在圣经上也提到了，其实我们需要的不是那个金钱，需要更多的是爱。
It's a loveless world.
这个爱呢，是这个世界是缺乏爱。
As a Christian, we receive God's unconditional love already.
作为基督徒呢，我们接受了神无条件的爱。
We must approach like God, love our children unconditionally.
我们应该学习像神一样去爱我们的孩子，无条件的去爱他们。
As they are,
就是按照他们的本相。
And now,
去爱他们，就是现在爱他们。
And this applicable to your husband too.
这也同样适用于你的先生。
And the wife do the same thing to the husband too.
太太也可以同样以这样的方式去爱你的先生。
Because when you respect your husband, the children watch.
当你就是这样去尊荣你的你的那个先生的时候，你孩子是看见的。
As a mother, as a wife, if we want to have a more loving, becoming a loving mother, at least we respect the husband.
所以作为一个太太，作为一个母亲的话呢，你作为一个有爱心的一个妈妈，至少说她是会尊重她的先生。
Just a survey in CNN, asked about love. Okay, let me present the question to the husband.To the question to the wife. To the wife, it says, you know, how do you want your husband to love you.
所以在 CNN 里面也做一个调查，他有一系列的这个问卷的问题，是问这个先生和太太的，就问说你是怎样期待你的配偶爱你的。
80% don't not talk about money or anything. 80% say I want my husband to love me.
这个问到这个太太的时候，80%这个太太都是说我期待我的丈夫爱我。
Unconditional.
无条件的爱我。
Care about me.
来关心我。
At least say love, you know, to me, certain times.
至少是在某个时候，我期待他来无条件的爱我。
Okay, when they ask the husband, how do you want your wife, your wife to love you?
然后这个问卷，同样的问卷就问这个先生，你期待你的太太是怎样爱你？
It's a different concept.
哎，答案就不一样了。
The husband did not mention any love or conditional nothing.
那个先生就从来没有提到什么爱啊，无条件的爱啊这些。
I just want my wife to respect me a little bit.
我只想要我的
respect.
尊重我一点点，多一点点就可以。
One of the survey said, I'm the CEO of a company, 2,000 people working under me.
他说我是一个公司的那个大总裁，就2,000人工作在我的手下。
When I go to work, everybody say, good morning, Mr. Rob.
我去上班的时候，他们都跟我打招呼啊，哎呀，这个早上好啊，那个 Robin 先生。
When I go home, nobody care about me.
当我回到家里面，没人在乎我。
If care, you know, hey, where's the money?
他们在乎的话，就钱在哪了
？I want to buy this. I want to buy this.
我要买这个，买那个。
And when the children look at the mother, how they relate to the husband, they'll do the same thing.
他的孩子呢，看他的妈妈怎么对待他的丈夫呢？他们也会同样的这样一个心理的这个想法。
Respect. But most men does not even say respect. I mean a lot. Respect a little bit.
但是那个先生其实也就提到说。尊重哪怕是多 有多么一点点，有一点点的这个尊重。
They don't know what love is, but they know what respect is.
他们虽然不太懂什么爱，但他们知道这个尊重是什么。
Now, what I'm saying is that as a mother, you can become a more loving mother.
我说我这样讲的就是说，作为一个母亲呢，你可以改进成为一个更好的母亲。
By setting a good example.
可以。起到一个榜样的作用。
Tamara already set a good example.
Tamara 已经是很好的榜样了。
Last time we went to the Chinese food with her daughter.
上一次呢，我们去中餐馆跟她的在场。
They really like a friend, like a really close.
那个 Tamara 作为一个妈妈呢，跟她的女儿真的就像是个好朋友，一个很好的一个。朋友的这很亲密的这个朋友的关系
，and setting a good example，
他就立了个很好的榜样。
For me，
对我来说是看到一个很好的一个榜样。
Keep up the good work，
所以继续加油。
But now even more， sometimes because last time talked to me about you know you have some kind of issue with your children， right？ Do you say that？
现在
older daughter。
现在他更好，就是说，讲到他的另外一个女儿，大女儿的这个之间的矛盾。
I think if Tamara can do the same today when go home, just talk to the daughter as if doing it for God, and forget, because love must begin by closing the door on the past.
其实。他也可以就是说跟这个大女儿呢就是今天就打电话给她然后可以让这个过去呢成为过去忘记把这过去的门给她
Because God showed us the example God already forgiven us closing the door in the past
就把过去的这个门呢给她关上
Not only
不好的
And the Bible said it flow all our sin into the deep sea
就是圣经上甚至讲到说是把我们的这些过去那些罪来给他丢到这个海里面去深海里面去
God is perfect
神是完美的
So we must be perfect
所以我们也要完全
But we interpret the perfection means you must do good you must be a perfect in everything you do
但有的时候我们去解读这个完全我们就会认为是说我们在所有的事情上都要做的 百分百完美。
And to be totally misunderstood the Bible.
但其实我们要是这样去理解的话，那就完全错了。
Because the Bible, when Jesus say in Luke chapter 6 and Matthew chapter 8 or something, it talk about be merciful, be perfect means be perfectly merciful.
在这个路加福音和这个马太福音里面是
Luke
这个路加福音第六章三十六节里面有提到的，马太福音里面也有提到。讲到这个爱呢，说这个完全的话呢，其实是跟这个慈爱有关系的。
If you perfect in mercy, you are really the children of Most High God.
如果那是你带着一个恩慈的话呢，那你真的就是神的这个至高神的孩子了。
We have the misconception of perfect. We have to correct this, correct, judge everybody. That's not the opposite. The Bible said.Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfectly merciful.
其实这边讲到说这个完全的，很多时候我们带着这个眼光，是从这个完全的这个眼光去看这个问题那个问题，我们就互相的指责啊。但是呢，其实圣经上讲的这个完全的是说这个在神的那个慈爱的那个完全。
Love your enemy.
就是你要爱你的仇敌。
Do good to the one who curse you.
其实。就是对这个仇敌的你去对你是仍然对他的好。
And pray for those who mistreat you.
那些就是逼迫你的，你为他祷告。
Basically, it's love the unlovable. Love at all time. Love now.
总体上来讲，就是爱那些不可爱的，而且这个爱呢，必须就是现。
Then you can.
然后
be perfect.Like the Heavenly Father.
你会成为完全，像你天父一样完全。
Is perfectly forgiving, perfectly merciful.
是完全的原谅。
Because God has done this to us, forget our past. But we remember people's past, forget the past.
我们要学习去忘记过去。
Close the door on the past.
把这个过去的这个罪的这个门给它关上。
It's hard. Nobody says that's easy because we are human. But God has done this to us. God has forgiven us. We must do the same.
很难，做我们人的话是很难做得到。但是神已经把这样完全的爱给了我们，我们就必须这样去。
What you owe God, you do it to your past.
因为神是这样完全的爱我们，也好像是我们去亏欠的。亏欠神的这个爱的话，
we owe God, we do it to your children.
去洗。就好像是我们这亏欠神的爱呢，我们把这个爱呢能够还在这个对儿女的爱的身上。
Your children ask you, oh, I forgot.
孩子问我们的时候，我们
oh, that's not important.
我忘了，哎，那个不重要了。
See,
你知道吗
？If you can close the door on the past, if you show your love now, if you show, hey, I'm your refuge, my mother, I'm your mother is your refuge.
所以如果我们能够让孩子看到说我的怀抱在这里
Come to me
来到我的面前来
Then that's how lovely in this family
所以他们就可以看到这样一个充满爱的一个家庭
If you look at the Isaiah chapter Psalm 46 Let's turn to Psalm 46
我们看诗篇四十六
That is something God tells us when we are in trouble.
那里面讲到说，当我们处于困难的时候，
是
有些话是关于这个时候的。
Verse one,
第一节。
Verse two,
第二节。
Verse ten,
还有第十节。
Okay, in English is God is our refuge, our strength, ever present help in trouble.
所以神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们患难中随时的帮助。
Even the earth give away, the mountain fall into the heart of the sea.
所以地虽然改变，山虽然摇动，
我们不害怕，
我们都不会惧怕。
And verse eight.
第八节。
Sorry, verse ten.
第十节。
Be still.
你们要休息。
Calm down.
就是要安静下来。
Rest.
然后休息。
Know that I am God.
要知道我是神。
God wants us to rely on Him.
神要让我们去信靠他。
By the same token, I tell you, your children want the same thing from you.
同样的道理，你的孩子呢也是想要同样的这个。
We ask ourselves，
我们可以问问我们自己。
Your mother, you tell your children.
所以你可以。
Your mother, me is your refuge.
妈妈，我是你的避难所。
Is your strength，
是你的力量。
Is your ever present help in trouble，
是你患难中随时的帮助。
Be restful, be calm.
所以你 要有带着一个、平安的心。
And know I'm your mother.
要知道我是你的妈妈。
Can we say that?
我们可以这样说吗？
To our children.
我们可以这样对我们的孩子这样说吗？
Most of us, including the father too,
就我们中
in our family, we probably have to work on this.
大部分呢在我们的家庭里面呢、太太也包括先生呢，我们需要在这方面进步。
In the husband group, the husband told me, "Hey, when my children have problem, they talk to their friend."
在我的这个
they run to their friend.
在我这个弟兄这个小组里面
their friend is a refuge.
那些丈夫们
at one time they have conflict with if the wife one husband said, "He just."She just didn't go home for 3 days in her friend's house.
讲到这个、丈夫呢，讲到他的家庭里面，说到那个孩子呢出现问题的时候，他的孩子呢是跟别人讲，却不会跟这个自己的。
Think about did we drive them away? Did we drive them away?
太太如果她出去了，不高兴了，她出去甚至是三天。
My mother is my strength. Can we say that?
对，作为妈妈，你可以这样说吗？
Again in the husband group.
就是圣经上的那句话，同样。
And the husband complained.
弟兄那个小组里面。
The wife, my wife, have problem with the children.
这弟兄们提到说，我的太太呢，跟我的孩子之间关系有点问题。
What's the problem?
什么问题呢？
Oh, when she was done, she just bought some kind of a little pet.
当他不开心的时候，他就买一些宠物。
It's a little pet, and without her consent, and brought home, she bought the little pet.
就是买一些宠物，就没有经过丈夫同意。
I think it's a hamster, or something.
可能是
hamster,
hamster, 小狗吗？
小老鼠
啊，小白鼠，仓鼠。
The mother said, "No, why didn't ask me first?"
就是 the mother.妈妈说：“为什么你不先告诉我呢
？”So when she gone to school, she just gave it to someone else.
所以这个孩子呢，去学校的时候就把这个仓鼠呢给了别人，这个小宠物。
And make her even more upset.
好。
To make the children more upset.
不是是
妈
妈是谁不同意？
妈妈把仓鼠送给
妈妈。哦，妈妈把这个仓鼠送给了这个别人，不是小孩子送给别人。
小孩上学的时候，妈妈把仓鼠。
妈妈送给了别人。
Is it helpful? Is it? God is our ever present help. Are you ever present help to your children?
这个对你的孩子有什么帮助呢？
You irritate them.
所以你能够成为他随时的帮助吗？你反而是让他。
And even the husband complained, she argued, it's for your own good.
但是这个丈夫却说这是对你有好处的。
Because the hamster smell a little bit too.
因为那个仓鼠确实有点臭。
And can we say we are, as a mother, our children's refuge, strength and ever-present help?
所以我们可以成为这个孩子，可以随时可以。
No wonder they run to talk to someone else rather than talk to you.
所以这就是为什么他们会把困难宁愿去对别人说，而不会对妈妈说。
So we must do something about that.
所以我们必须得做些什么。
It means back to square one is that.Love is not performance. Love is now performance later. Oh, okay, we have the hamster. Then we discuss how we're going to do with it.
所以这个爱呢，必须是现在，不是说是看 看孩子表现事情有多好。
After a lot of things, is love is action. Love is your daily life, a little action here and there.
所以这个爱呢，就是它是个行动，所以这今天一点点，明天一点点，都是这些小小的细节给拼起来。
We want to provide an a family the atmosphere is that you can come to me, talk to me. We are your help. A lot of time we don't have enough this approach.This message send it to we did not send it to our children.
所以很多时候呢，我们是并没有把这样一个这样爱呢，这样一个姿态呢，让这个孩子看见。我们就希望一个家里面能够有原本是应该有一个氛围，一个爱的一个氛围，让孩子可以随时来信靠，来跟着。
The husband listen too.
作为先生也得听。
Because a family,
因为这是我，这是一个家庭。
And both listen.
所以我们先生和太太都要。
But usually, a mother have more say in at home.
但是有的时候在家里面呢，通常妈妈会更有发言权。
That's why when Paul when he presented the Corinthians chapter 13 about love.
在哥林多 First Corinthians.这个十三章里面讲到
It's a love chapter, right?
好、哦，就是关于那个《哥林多前书》第十三章里面讲到爱的那个。
50% marriage we use the chapter Corinthians chapter 13, First Corinthians chapter 13.
在那里面有这个爱的定义。
That's a 15, not teaching, 15 actions.
那里面有讲到十五个行动是
，Love is action.Love is action.
爱呢，其实是行动
，not just talking.
不是说只是嘴上说的。
So love is more actions actually than talking.
所以爱呢，更多是行动，不是嘴上说。
You can talk about hope, you can talk about joy, you can talk about peace, but love you cannot talk about. You have to do it.
你可以讲到什么和平啊，这个盼望啊，但爱呢，它不是嘴上讲的，它是要行动的。
So let's go to the chapter 13.
我们来看哥林多前书第十三章。
Because we take it for granted.
我们有的时候就是
I knew that already. Okay, I can remember.
想到了，哎呀，这个我已经早就。
Yeah, when I get married, I already say it.
等我结婚的时候，我就。
We never really do it.
但我却从来不去行。
Chapter 13.
哥林多前书第十三章。
And chapter.Verse 1.
第一节。
Now remember, it says right here.
要记住这里所说的。
I show you the most excellent way.
就是我要给你一个，让你知道一个更妙的道。
Before we talk about gift.
就是他讲到这个恩赐之前。
About around seven and eight gifts, you know, and miracle, teacher, all these things happen.
这边讲到七八个这个属灵的恩赐。
But at the end, Paul say, this is more important.
但后面呢，他就总结说，还有这个是更重要的。
Desire the greater gift. I'm going to tell you, this is the most excellent gift.
我会告诉你说，这是更妙的道。第十二章结尾。
Love is a gift from God.
这个爱呢，其实是从神来的礼物。
But you need to practice. God already gave you, already gave you the love inside. Otherwise, you don't have the power to do that. Already gave you, enable you to do that, but you must live it out.
你要去练习，因为神已经给了我们，在我们里面，就是只要把它活出来。
Okay, read the Chinese in verse 1-3.
我们读这个第一节到第三节。我若能说万人的方言并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了明德罗想的拔一半。我若说先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山却没有爱，我就算不得什么。我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧却没有爱，仍然与我无异。
一生在等着你。
One, two, three.
You say we are talking about love.He is talking what love is not.
你讲说那个爱 这个讲的时候是爱不是什么。
It's very strange because Paul talk about what love is not first.
对，很有意思。他当他要讲这个爱是什么，首先讲爱不是什么。
You have all the gift in the church. You can preach or do anything.
教会里面你有很多的恩赐，你可以教导什么各种各样的东西。
You have faith and move the mountain.
你有这个可以移山的这个信心。
You have money to give the poor.
你有很多的钱财可以给这个。
And sacrifice yourself, you know, for some reason, for someone.
你甚至把自己都献出去了，都可以自把自己烧了都愿意了。
But if you don't have the love inside,
但是这不是真正因为爱在你里面。
That's nothing.
你就算不了什么。
Nothing.
什么也不是。
You will say, hey.
You
talk to your children. Hey, I gave you the money.
你对孩子说，来，我把钱给你。
I pay to insurance already. I buy your bicycle.
你看，我又买了自行车给你，交你学费。
If he or she does not feel love, there's no love.
但如果这个孩子他根本就感觉不到爱的话，那就这个都算不了什么。
On the other hand, if you always talk to them like Tamara,
而且同时，如果你跟他们对话，像
Tamara
这样，像个朋友一样跟他们对话。
And doesn't matter what you buy, you know. They just say, hey, mother, I come to you, I talk to you.
不论你买什么，他们都会跟你很好对话。他说，妈妈。
My mother Tamara is my strength.
到你面前来，我的妈妈，Tamara 是我的力量。
He does not go to the friend, come to me, talk to me. The first thing.
跟他朋友说，他会首先跟我讲。
Have a problem? Come to me first.
有问题的时候，他首先来到我面前。
So sometimes you can measure whether. You have in become have a lot of love for your children by looking at this little thing.
所以很多时候你可以去量测，你就看这些小小的这些事件，可以作为一个指标。
Are you an ever present help?
你是不是一个随时的帮助呢
？Are you the strength?
你是不是那个力量呢
？Are you the one who take refuge, run to you, run to your arms?
你是不是成为那个怀抱，可以让他随时奔向？你的那个怀抱。
Yeah, becoming a loving mother, learning from the Bible, is that the no condition. Love as God loves us. Because we feel God's love already unconditional. Close the door on the past, we love starting tomorrow.
我们从圣经里面学到这个爱呢，是一个无条件的爱，可以把这个过去给忘记，而且不是说是只是看到这个
even now,
将来好才。才去爱他，现在就爱他。
Because the Bible says in the Lamentation Jeremiah
在耶利米哀歌里面
talk about God's love
讲到神的爱。
It says God's love is new every day.
他说神的爱每天都是新的。
We must love new every day. Yesterday I forgot. I forgot the thing in the past.
所以我们的爱呢，也必须每天都是新的，把昨天忘记了。
Paul talk about I forget the thing on the past. I press on towards the things before me.
就是我们就是看着这个现在。
Close the chapter because God has done it for us. We must do it for our children.
把这个过去的就翻篇了，就不要去看了。
That's very important.
这是很重要的。
Because love is about now. Merciful, forgiving 70 times 7 times.
这是爱呢，就是常常要去原谅、饶恕，讲到七十个七次的饶恕。
Peter asked Jesus, how many times should I forgive this person?
彼得问耶稣，我应该饶恕这个弟兄
？The same mistake,
同样的错误。
7 times,
这是同样的错误。
He thinks that's enough. He's a great lover.
饶恕他七次够了吧？他觉得是够了。
But Jesus said no.
耶稣说不。
7 times, 70 times.
应该是七十个七次。
It's forever.
其实意思就是永远。
Then Jesus used example. If someone owe me $20 million,
饶恕别人。如果有人为了20 million, 2000万，有人欠我。
Then I forgive the person.
然后我饶恕那个人。
Yeah. The next thing, the person, you know, kept the friend. He owe me $20.
然后呢，那个朋友呢，他是去那个对他的朋友说，你欠我20块。
You must give me back, otherwise I will punch you or something.
如果你不还我的话，我打你。
And I hear that I said, "Hey, I forgave you $20 million, you asked for $20. Then I cancel my forgiveness. You better pay me back to $20 million.
我跟他说，我都已经免了你2000万的这个欠款，你现在别人欠你20块，你就这样打人家。
Jesus used this example.
我这样我就取消了。我
to tell
我要
这回这2000了。This is ungrateful. If we don't forget our children or don't forget our husband, don't we are ungrateful because God has done so much for you.
如果我们不这样去饶恕我们的孩子，饶恕我们的先生的话呢，就是我们也等于是说。
So we can be more loving by forgiving.
赦免我们。
We must be more loving by forgiving.
我们要学习更多的爱呢，是通过更多的这个赦免别人，把过去给关上。
And don't try not to remember anything.
不要去再提起过去。
With God's help, we can do that. With God's help, we can do that.
靠着神的帮助，我们可以做到。
So here, the chapter 13:4.
所以第四节。
You come to what is love.
13章四节。
You come to what is love.
这个讲到说什么是爱。
Love, now here, remember, this love is agape love, because they use unconditional love.
这里爱是个 agape 的爱，是无条件的爱。
Love is patient.
爱是恒久，是忍耐。
In original, the Greek is patience and long suffering. You willing to suffer?
这个在这个原本的意思呢，它是说是愿意很久的忍受着。
You waiting means you need to suffer because suffering will produce love.
因为这个忍耐呢，它会生出这个
love
生出这个爱
and hope,
还有盼望。
Suffering is good because the Bible says suffering will make you mature.
对，因为这个爱呢，你的这个忍耐呢，可以
mature,
可以让我们更加的成熟。
And God wants you to mature.
神要让我们更加的成熟。
God trained you to be a mature person.
神呢训练我们更加的成熟。
15 action is patience, kind, does not envy, boast, does not boast, is not proud, is mean humble.
所以呢，圣经讲说，恒久忍耐，恩慈，不嫉妒，不自夸，不张狂。这不张狂呢，意思就是要谦卑。
And boast and proud both are humble. Okay, you need to be humble and gentle.
就是不张狂的，也就是谦卑的意思。
Not dishonor other, is not self-seeking, is not easily angered.
就是不要做坏事的事，不要求自己的益处，不轻。
Keep no record of wrongdoing.
不计算人的恶。
Is closed on the past.
就是把过去的这个蒙呢。
Delight in
不去计较，给它关上。
Not delight in evil, rejoice with the truth.
不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Always bear with the mistake.
对那些错误的，我们一直有个包容。
Always trust God.
常常信靠神。
Put your hope in God.
把你的盼望放在神里面。
Always persevere. Persevere is different from patience. Persevere, continue to do that.
这里的凡是忍耐，这个忍耐的意思呢是坚持的意思。
Persist.
持续的。
Resilient.
Persist. 持续的去
continue
去做这个。对着这个事情，带着一个品
格
里面一种韧性，坚持。这个，所以这个十五个行动。
Love is eternal, love never fail.
爱是永不止息的。
And at the end, he said the greatest, faith, hope, and love among the faith, hope, and love, the greatest is love.
后面讲到这个信望爱最大的是爱。
And in the chapter 14:1, aim at love, pursue love, aim.
前面讲的时候是
target love，
前面讲的时候要追求爱。
Now there's 15 action here. I let you to go home to read it and do it.
这个十五个爱的这个行动呢，我希望大家回去。
Because each situation is different. Each situation
is different. 不同的环境呢，就是会不一样。
Hey, you say you don't know, you know, you don't know my son, my patience running out.
你可能觉得说，哎呀，你不知道我的孩子这个忍耐太难了。
God knows, because God.
神是知道的。
The Bible in Exodus talk God is long suffering.
圣经上出埃及记里面讲说神是很久的这个。
God's love is
忍耐的。
Long suffering.
他的是有这个很久的这个忍耐。
God's been waiting.
神呢在等着。
for 5,000 years now. Still people, not everybody repent.
神都等了五千年了，但是人类都不会悔改向神。
And he has to send Jesus.
他还差派了耶稣。
Right. After 3,000 years, he has to send Jesus. People still not accepting him.
3,000 年过去了，人类还不接受耶稣。
And he suffered in the course. He's patient.
所以这边讲到这个忍耐。
The course of Christ means patience.
这个耶稣的这个十字架的意思也是包括到忍耐。
God's been waiting.
耶稣呢，神在等。
To send Jesus.
他已经差派了耶稣。
And God is love. That's why the Bible in 1 John talk about God is love.
神是爱。这个约翰一书里面讲到神是爱。
It almost seems like here we must have the character of love, the fruit of spirit. It says almost like here, love is patient. Means God is patient. God is kind.God is not proud. God is not self-seeking. You almost can replace this love with God.
所以这边讲到这个所有的这个爱的这几个行动呢，都是可以对应着这个神的那个爱。
Now, no matter what you do, patience.
不论你做什么
，out of the 15, patience and perseverance and way in faith.Account for at least half of them.
这个在十五个行动里面呢，这个恒久忍耐，还有这个最后的那个凡事忍耐里面那个坚持那个持续，还有就是what is the
way in faith, way in hope.
在信心里面去盼望，等候，这个已经是
wait for God's answer.
等候神的回应。这个这三个这个行动就占，其实已经占了这个相当于占了这整个爱的十五个行动里的50%。
God wants you to wait in hope, in faith.
神要让我们在信心里面去相信、盼望神。
That's why we become joyful.
这样呢，我们就会充满着这个喜乐。
That's why the Bible says joyful in hope.
这个就是
when you have hope in God's word, you have joy.
在盼望中欢欢喜喜。
We must be a joyful wife, joyful mother.
有充满喜乐的母亲。
If you say you are already joyful, then go deeper.
如果你已经感觉到喜乐了，你可以进入到更深。
Becoming more joyful.
更加有喜乐。
Because your family depends on that.
因为你的家庭呢需要这个。
Not only in the family, you know, in your workplace too.
不仅是在家里面，在你的工作场所也是一样。
Not rejoice for the problem, rejoice in the Lord.
不是说是在这个困难之中喜乐，而是在这个主里面喜乐。
That's the Philippians chapter 4 talking about 6, talk about rejoice in the Lord, 4 to 6.
腓立比书第四章第六节里面讲到说是在主里面喜乐。
Rejoice not in the problem.Rejoice not for the problem, but rejoice in the Lord.
不是在这个困难中喜乐，而是靠主喜乐，是在主里
面喜乐。Means rejoice in God's word. That's why we need to read the Bible, and we have hope. When we have God's word, we have hope.
所以你要读这个圣经的这个话语，你有这个话语的话呢，你就明白这个盼望，你就会有看到这个盼望。
And Bible always say, "Blessed is the one who hope in the Lord."
圣经上常常讲到说是在主里面盼望的是有福的。
So that's why we put more hope, then we will be more joyful.
所以我们更多的盼望的话，盼望主的话呢，我们就会更多的喜乐。
So we read two more Bible.
所以我们再看两处经文。
Romans chapter 15.
罗马书第十五章。罗马书第十五章。
Talk about hope.
讲到这个盼望。
15:13. May the God of hope,
愿神的指望
fill you with all joy and peace,
充满你们诸般的喜乐
as you trust in Him,
当你信靠他的时候
so that you may overflow with hope,
这样的话呢，你心里就会被充满
by the power of the Holy Spirit,
充满着神的大能
means when you trust God's word, then the power of the Holy Spirit work with God's word.
当你信靠神的话语了，圣灵的大能就会在你里面运行。
God is a God of hope.
神是盼望的神。
Will fill you with all joy and peace.
他会充满你们用诸般的喜乐和平安。
The result is when you trust, the joy and peace will be given to you.
当你信靠的时候，这个喜乐平安就会给你们。
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
靠着神圣灵的大能。
That's why Philippians chapter 4, 6 is when you pray, when you pray and talk to God, present your question to God.
第四章第六节的时候，你把你的这个你的心中的这个想法带到神的面前。
The peace of God will guard your heart and mind in Jesus Christ.
就是神呢，就会在基督里面呢，会赐给你出人意料的平安。
So trust God's word, you will have joy.
信靠神的话语，你就会有喜乐。
You will have peace.
你会有平安。
When you pray,
当你祷告的时候，
you have joy and peace.
你会有喜乐平安。
Because you rejoice in the Lord, not rejoice in the circumstances.
因为你是在主里喜乐，不是说在这个环境中。
You trust God's love, not trusting people's love.
而不是靠着这个人的爱。
Because God gave you love, you can love others now.
因为神给你爱，你就能够爱，现在就可以。
I read some article. It says you don't have to eat for 40 days. You can still survive.
有一些文章里有讲说，其实你不需要其实你四十天如果没有吃的话，你是可以存活的。
You can survive something like a 3 days without drinking.
如果你三天没有喝的话呢，是人是可以坚持活着的。
You can survive.Without breathing air under the water, I think it's eight minutes.
就是在水里面，如果你这个屏住这个呼吸的话，人可以坚持到八分钟。
But don't try.
但不要试啊，你们。
eight minutes.
八分钟。
But the psychologist said, if you don't have hope.
但是呢，心理学上有说呢，如果你没有一个盼望在里面。
You cannot survive at all, even when you are living.
你是什么都没办法坚持。
We can call this depressed.
我们把这个称作是沮丧。
This is a God of hope.
这就是神的盼望。
Have hope in your family.
这个在你的家里面有。
Pray, God's peace will be with your family.
神的平安会临到你们。
So you must become a more loving mother, more joyful mother, more peaceful mother.
所以你可以成为更有喜乐、更有爱、更有平安的一个母亲。
And we can do it.
我们可以做得到。
With the power of the Holy Spirit.
靠着圣灵的能力。
Because in Ephesians chapter 3:20, God will give you the power.
在以弗所书里面第三章第二十节里面讲到说，神会给你能力。
To understand how long, how wide, how deep, how high God's love is.
可以明白神的爱呢是何等的长阔高深。
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
靠着圣灵的能力。
We can do that.
我们可以做到。
Because you can ask the Holy Spirit to give you more and much more.
你可以祷告，求圣灵给你更多。
Okay, let's conclude with this.
Verse
Ephesians chapter
3:20. 总结,
you can ask God for more love, more joy,
你可以向神求更多的爱, 更多的喜乐, 更多的平安。
Because Holy Spirit lives in you, He will do it.
圣灵在你里面呢, 他就能够做到。
I first read English. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more means much, much, much more.
这里讲的神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，只说还有很多很多可以给我们的。
Immeasurable, the original meaning means much, much, much more than all we ask or we pray for.
这个讲的是无法衡量的，这个就是说是 非常非常的多，超过我们所求的。
Or imagine，
就是超过我们所求所想的。
According to the power，
是照着这个他的能力。
That is at work within us，
那个运行在我们里面的。
You ask， God will give you more。You ask， God will give you more。
你向神寻求，他就会给你更多。
He's able to give you much， much more。
他能够给你更多。
Or much， much， much more。
更多，更多。
By the power of the Holy Spirit， we can have more hope。
靠着这个能力，
peace，
我们有更多的盼望。
More love，
喜乐和爱。
From the 16 we read that too.
十六节我们也读一下。
It focus on love here.
这边讲到这个爱，也是讲。
16. I pray that out of His glorious riches I may strengthen you.
所以说我祷告，按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你的心里的力量刚强起来。
In your inner being, the spirit is in your being. So that
心里的力量。
So Christ may live in your heart through faith.
所以耶稣呢，可以因着你们的信呢，住在你们里面。
Christ's spirit is the Holy Spirit will give you love. That's why it says being rooted and established in love.
这个耶稣的这个灵呢，就是圣灵呢，他会住在你里面。
That you have the power.
有根有基。
Together with all people. That's why we come to the church, all
people.
In the small group.
在教会里面，在小组里面。
Together to comprehend how, why, how long, how high, how deep is God's love.
可以一起来明白呢，这个基督的爱呢，是何等的长阔高深。
Even we don't understand, it's beyond our knowledge, but that's what we ask. That's why we don't understand. You ask, you'll be given.
就是我们人是没办法测度的。但是你去寻求，你去求的话，神会给你充满你。
Because the Bible says that，
因为圣经上说
，we grasp the promise of the Bible。
我们抓住圣经的运行。
We have authority now。
我们现在有这个权柄。
To pray for what God has revealed to us。
来祷告神已经向我们显明的。
God will give it to us。
神会给我们。
For sure。
确定的。
If God does not say that we don't have the authority to pay for something, God has not revealed for sure for us.
如果说神没有这么说的，没有讲明的，我们就没有这个权利。
That's why reading the Bible and praying must go together.
就是为什么说我们祷告的时候，我们应该要连到。
You cannot say I pray, then how come God does not answer me? You don't read the Bible. The Bible did not say that.
我们就不会是说为什么我祷告了神不有。神没有垂听，因为圣经上没有这么说。
And the Bible specifies, I won't give you stone.
圣经上确实也讲说，我不会给你石头。
We praise the Lord because the promise is overwhelming.
我们祷告的是因为这个神的运行的已经。
God is able
倾倒给我们
to give much, much, much more than we ask and imagine.
神可以给我们。远远超过我们所求。
According to the power that already at work in us,
照着这个能力已经运行在我们里面。
And that's why to Him be glory in church and Jesus Christ.
这就是为什么说我们说愿他在基督耶稣里面得着荣耀，直到永远。
This is one of the greatest promise. If you ask for love, God will give it to you.
这是神最大的这个应许，你要是求这个爱，他一定给你。
If you ask for a win the 649,
你要是求这个买
彩票中奖，
这个圣经上就没有这么说。
Then you should not even pray for it.
那你这里你都不要去祷告。
If God already told us, okay, pray for love.
圣经已经说祷告有爱。
Pray for joy.
祷告有喜乐。
Pray for peace.
祷告有平安。
Already Holy Spirit working in you, the fruit of Spirit, love, joy, peace.
已经在你里面，它是有结出仁爱、喜乐、和平的果子的圣灵。
Then Tamara can be a much, much more
loving,
joyful, and peaceful. And Fiona can be the same thing.
Fiona 也是可以。
Fiona, right? If I remember. Fiona can be the same thing.
Anna
can be the same thing. Right? And Mary can be the same thing.
Mary 也可以。
Loving their husband like a child.
Nice. 爱心就像爱孩子一样。
Of course，
当然
，everybody，
所有人。
Because the Bible says it，
因为圣经就是这么说的。
We always ask for something the Bible did not teach.
我们有的时候讲求的东西是圣经。
We have no authority to do that.
我们没有这样的权柄求那些。
But those we have authority, we don't pray about it.
但是圣经上已经答应的东西，我们却不去祷告。
So we must pray. That is a promise.
所以我们要祷告，因为那是圣经已经运行。
Tonight you can be a better mother.
今天晚上你可以成为更好的妈妈。
More loving mother, more joyful, more
joyful. 爱的妈妈。
The whole family will be more loving, joyful.
所以大家会有更多的这个爱和平安。和平安。
And Fiona can do that.
Fiona 可以做得到。
Yeah. We all can learn something.
我们都可以一起来学习。
And as long as we trust,
就是我们只要信靠。
Trust the Holy Spirit within us, already in us. If you trust the Holy Spirit in us, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of love. The Bible says the Holy Spirit will set you free. You put on the new self, new mind, and new power. You become a new, powerful mother in terms of love, joy, peace.
新的有大能的，在仁爱、喜乐、和平里面的。一个妈妈。
So tonight,
所以今晚
call your children,
给你孩子打个电话。
Love them now,
爱他们。
And I'll call my child too. My child knows
him. 我要给我孩子打个电话。他，我的孩子已经回来了，在温哥华。
We all can do. Don't wait. Don't wait until the performance. Until if or something.
等到有条件的看到他做得好了，才打电话给他。
We all will becoming not only love now, joyful now, and peaceful now. With God's help, we can do that.
我们靠着神呢，都会有更多的仁爱、喜乐和爱。
Thank you.
谢谢。
All right.
谢谢大家的分享。